I'm so glad there's a rock I can go to when there's trouble all around. And in this same rock there's a shelter from the storm that may confound. And when this old world starts to shake, on this blessed rock I can stand, safe and secure, and it will endure. But I'm beginning to understand, we need to get in the rock where it's deeper and deeper. Get in the rock where it's sweeter and sweeter. Get on into the rock where there's honey that will satisfy your soul. Far from the shock of the thunder, where there's peace, love, joy, and wonder. Get on into the rock and let Jesus love on your soul. Unspeakable joy, full of glory, deep inside the rock for your soul. Though outside the storm may be raging and seem to be out of control, there God's peace flows like a river that this world cannot provide. When His voice you hear, you'll have no fear. When in the rock you will abide, we need to get in the rock where it's deeper and deeper. Get in the rock where it's sweeter and sweeter. Get on into the rock where there's honey that will satisfy your soul. Far from the shock of the thunder, where there's peace, love, joy, and wonder. Get on into the rock and let Jesus love on your soul.
Someday we'll cross beyond the river, and there we will abide. Just over the river, there's a far better land. One day the father said, "Children, I must be leaving. I'm going over the river to prepare a place for you." Though they felt so all alone, they knew that soon it would be worth it. They just held on to the promise that they believed was true. Those who lived around them said, "Children, you have been forsaken." And at times they even questioned, "Will he come back for his own?" Then one night they were awakened by the voice of the Father. "Children, arise, now it's time for you to move to your new home.
then, and I
these scars of love that I bear. I bear to show you that I care. And my spirit you receive, if only you'll be. What I said when I walked up Calvary's Hill. Can't you see that I love you? I really love you. Yes, I loved you then. And I love you still. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless, how measureless and strong. I really love you. Can't you see how much I love you? I loved you then.
I guess it seemed to the mob that dark day on Golgotha, as he hung on the cross, soon he'd be remembered no more. They placed an old crown of him in mockery. They gambled there at his feet for the robe that he wore. He turned that old rugged cross into a throne on Mount Calvary. He turned that old crown into a gold one that day. He turned that old cold dark tomb into the Holy of Holies. He turned that old robe of flesh to one that never fades away. Stone at the door of that tomb could have held him.
no Roman soldier in arms, in mighty battle arrayed, no forces of hell could have ever restrained him, for he's Lord ever. Turn that old crown of thorns into a gold one that day. He turned that old cold dark tomb into the Holy of Holies. He turned that old robe of flesh to one that never fades away. Into the Holy of Holies, he turned that old robe of flesh to one that never fades away. He turned that old robe of flesh to one that never fades away, never fades away.
There's a great day coming by and by. Sometimes it seems that the wicked prosper and the saints are losing out. If you're not careful, you can get discouraged and just sit around and pout. Don't be misled by the adversary, he's just trying to get you down. I found something in God's holy word. Let me tell you what I found.
There'll come a time when a shout will ring out and the saints on earth will fly away.
There'll come a time
when crowns will be given, what a glory,
hallelujah day.
There'll come a time when the devil
by thy great power.
he says to be, and heaven's gates are open when his blood the Father sees. Breaking the chains that had us bound, giving us joy, new light we have found. Paying the debt that we could not pay, leading us to mansion someday. Oh, precious blood of God's own Son, by thy great power we shall death ceases to be, and heaven's gates are open when his blood the Father sees. Oh, and it's covering me, yes, it's covering. The blood of God's own Son is covering me. When I fail to be all I should be, the precious blood of Jesus is covering me. And I
in the way down here when the clouds of sorrow and doubt appear. There's a thought that makes me want to press along, places in my heart a glad and happy song. Just one look inside that pearly white city, just one stroll down the street where with gold is paid. Just one glimpse of Christ our Lord in glory will the toll of life repay. Just to sit at the table that he has prepared, just to feast on the milk and honey waiting there. Then the cares of this life will all forgotten be, not just for one day, but all eternity. Just one look inside that pearly white city, just one stroll down the street where with gold is paid. Just one glimpse of Christ our Lord in glory will the toll of life repay.
Information from a thousand books in one little computer chip. Or you could eat your breakfast on the East Coast and arrange a West Coast luncheon around noon. Arrive back home in time to watch the evening news and watch men a-walking on the moon. Well, according to the Bible, you ain't seen nothing yet. There's a day that soon is dawning and the time is now set. Trumpets will be sounding and the righteous shall rise. Then we'll be united with the Lord in the sky. Soon that pearly white city then will be coming down, where no sorrow or crying or death will be found. Better get your house in order and don't forget, you ain't seen nothing yet. We love to sit around and brag about all man has made, and I admit there are some pretty sights. Just wait till you behold that new Jerusalem with its pure jasper light. With 12 foundations that are all made out of precious stones, with jasper walls and the pearly gate. I'm so glad I got my reservation long ago.
Oh, my friend, I can hardly wait.
Well, according that soon is dawning and the time is now set. Trumpets will be sounding and the righteous shall rise. Then we'll be united.
pearly white city then will be coming down, where no sorrow or crying or death will be found. Better get your house in order and don't forget you ain't seen nothing yet. Well, according to the Bible, you ain't seen nothing yet. There's a day that soon is dawning and the time is now set. Trumpets will be sounding and the righteous shall rise. Then we'll be united with the Lord in the skies. Then we'll be united with the Lord in the skies. Soon the pearly white city then will be coming down, where the sorrow or crying or death will be found. Better get your house in order and don't forget you ain't seen nothing yet.
Thank you, England. When it came time to stand for the right, you were there, along beside America. And even though you knew well that there would be a price to pay for your stand, as you've done so many times in the past, you came through. Not only supporting, but along with the U.S., you led a coalition of 46 other strong and brave nations in the fight against what we all perceived as the threat of evil and terror. But this has been the same scenario many times before in both our histories. We've not necessarily chosen to stand together, but rather we both endeavored to stand for what we perceive to be right. And as we have individually fallen into the ranks of freedom and justice, we've usually found ourselves standing shoulder to shoulder with each other.
We were born from out of your womb, through pain and struggles long ago. There was a destiny that led us to keep freedom's light aglow. At the heart, we're joined together from the past that we both share and the future that we envision and the dreams that we both dare. Where freedom reigns from every mountain and shines its light in every ghetto and in the streets of every city. Peace and prosperity flow. Just to feel the touch of our motherland as together we take our stand. It means so much to America. Thank you, England. You honor us by your friendship. You encourage us by your love. You have blessed us with our heritage by a strong faith in God above. And we still speak the same language in more than just one way. We fear the same darkness and we await the same day where freedom reigns from a
May God grant to us both the wisdom together to perceive those things which are right, and also the courage and strength to implement those great and lofty ideals of mankind, which elevate us from a meager existence to life in its fullness. And may God grant our prayer that soon we will see the day